So what are the possibilities? Again, we talked about this, a lateral move to acquire appropriate skill sets. One of the things people do, and we see this, I've done it in my career, I know Julie's done it in her career, is that at some point in your life, you take a lateral move to get more skill sets, which gets you to the long-term goal. Nothing wrong with that. Looks great on a resume. You can explain it. It adds to your toolbox of skills and is invaluable. Some organizations, and again, I'll use somebody from the private sector, Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, like to hire people internally. They grow them, literally. They encourage it. It's why their retention rates are so high. So that's a great move. Get the technical training, develop mentor relationships internally, externally. If you get an opportunity to volunteer to do something, and an internship is a volunteer opportunity, I think, or there is an opportunity to work in another school doing something on a voluntary basis, do it. That way, you're acquiring those skill sets that you need. Or you're getting a sense of what it's really like. You all know this, that in Harvard, with all the fiefdoms you have here, working at the B school is very different than working here. Is it, you know, and those are the kinds of things you got to find out.
I just wanted to address one of the questions about boundaries around
Right.
developing those mentoring relationships. You know, I don't know the culture real well here, certainly not as well as each of you do. But one of the things that I found that's kind of universal across the board is when you're looking to find a mentor and you're concerned about overstepping, you know, the best way to avoid doing that is by checking in, right? Check in with someone, you know, ask if. Am I being a pain in the butt? Am I calling you too much? Am I, you know, or establish what the rules of the game will be up front so each of you understands and manages expectations. So when it comes to managing boundaries around mentoring relationships or your network or whomever, it's just really important to be clear about what it is that you hope to get, how much time. If you're asking people for informational interviews, the standard going rate is 30 minutes. So don't ask for more than 30 minutes up front. If somebody can give it to you, great. But if not, you know, that's just kind of a rule of thumb to keep in mind. I remember feeling very offended when I was out doing informational stuff and was told I could meet with someone from 1 to 1:30. I thought that was really rude, but I didn't realize that was. So just you need to understand those kinds of things and clear communications and managing expectations in all of your relationships. Networking, mentoring, and otherwise is the key to happiness.
Well, and again, let me come back to it because the question, because for time purposes, we talked about interview strategies and networking. So for all of you that are thinking you want to do something different, the easiest thing to do is develop the David Letterman lists, okay? Develop a list of people you could talk to gather information about how you take those skills, if that's the case, and move to another department or another area within Harvard or outside of Harvard. And then get into the skill, I mean, developing that list of people with an expected agenda item or two that you're going to talk to them. And then get into, goes back, I want to come back to the interviewing because I promised you we'd promise that, the 25-75% rule. Real critical. 25% is the organization, the functional roles and things, what are they? You know them down pat. You know the philosophy of the department. You know the key players. You know the finances, whatever it may be. So you're not too dangerous, but you know who you're talking to. So let's say you were thinking about working at Boston College. You'd know about BC. You would know about their mission. You would know about the department. You'd know about the people. The 75% rule, in no descending order, is you should be able to talk about yourself in a very clear, concise, and compelling way. One-minute drill. You know, I grew up in Wisconsin, that kind of stuff. I don't want to get into it right now. Two, you should be able to talk to that person while you're having the meeting, or if you're applying for a position, why are you interested in the position? Then you ought to, if you're applying for a position, you ought to take the job description and be able to take each of the bullets and give them examples of how you would do those things.
Accomplishments.
Accomplishments or responsibilities. And then you should have lists of questions that you would anticipate have trouble answering. Practice. And/or, you know, it's really and. And you should be able to have questions to ask them. Again, that's another seminar, but those are key elements. Lastly, and Julie mentioned it earlier, you should come to these informational meetings, networking meetings, or interviews dressed appropriately. I cannot tell you. Julie talked about body language. We actually videotape people. You don't think this is powerful in the first 3 nanoseconds I see you? If you're not dressed appropriately, everything shuts down. So know the audience, know the meeting. I would never suggest, we would never suggest coming to an informational dressed like you're going to a law firm. But you ought to be dressed business casual. Business casual is defined by different organizations different ways. So dressing appropriately, making good eye contact, good firm handshake, not wearing something that would offend the other person, and I'm not going to get into all of that right now. But those are key. Know your audience. We've actually had feedback from recruiters and people in hiring situations that the person was automatically disqualified in less than 10 seconds.
You never get a second chance to make the first impression.
Right.
That's that old saying.
And manage a project.
Manage a
group of people, and you can do it outside. Right. Or come up with examples in your personal life where you've managed budgets, managed people, managed operations, etc. So sometimes you don't have to give, because again, that's a great question. I would ask you that. But if you can give me examples, you have the skill sets, yeah, that's great.
We just want to open it up at this point to see if they're...
We're running tight on time. We got carried away.
We always do this.
We can stay around later if you have questions. Now, no one has a question. Come on. Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming.